You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. My name is Varian. I'm actually coming back to radio after being off for about a year. I graduated in June of last year and made my last radio show. But today I came up to Burnaby Mountain to in support of my friend Sage, who's joined us in the studio today. Say what's up.
Yo, yo, yo. How's it going, everybody?
I came to support Sage in their thesis defense, but I also, in classic me fashion, came late and missed the whole thing. So,
well, it came for the best part. Varian came to see that I passed with no revisions, yeah, which is huge. And his presence was very much appreciated.
That's good. Yeah. I kind of in classic SFU fashion, tried to find the classroom and then got lost and then just never ended up finding it until it was too late. So it is what it is. But I'm really excited to be back here, doing a little radio cameo and just doing some DJing for you. So we've got a good little set list going, and then me and Sage are gonna riff a little bit and tell you guys about what's going on in our lives. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. I think we'll get right into some music here. For my first track, I've got a song by Yumi Zuma. This song is called Phoebe's Song, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Your medication.
Stop to force yourself.
This is Bird Note. The dog days of August bring hot, sultry weather to much of North America. Just step outside, and you're already looking for a cold drink. Birds need liquids, too. Some birds can go a long time without drinking, even in sweltering habitats. They metabolize water from even such dry foods as seeds and reabsorb fluids internally rather than excreting them. Other birds eagerly seek out water on hot days. Songbirds, like robins, find water at a stream or bird bath. A robin takes a mouthful of water, then tips its head way back to send the water down its gullet. Pigeons drink differently. They're among the few birds that can suck in water with their heads down. Swallows and swifts drink with enviable grace. Gliding low across a pond, a swallow tilts its wings upward, lowers its head to the water's surface, and skims a beakful of water on the wing. And they make it look so easy. Keep your bird bath full, yes, but keep it clean, or the birds could be picking up a disease with that mouthful of water. To learn more, begin with a visit to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
And welcome back. You're tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Varian, joined by my friend Sage. Kind of shaking off some rust a little bit. Like, I haven't done radio in a really long time. So, the song you just heard was Yumi Zuma, Drag, but maybe may or may not have meant to play that second song, but it's all good. It was a good song either way. That was Evax, When I'm Gone. Anyways.
And it's really fascinating, actually, because the reason why the second song played and ended up in the queue is because I did a PSA one time for CJSF through a class.
Yeah, that's right.
And we were scouring for it, looking everywhere. Mm-hmm. But instead, we got the fantastic bird PSA, and I learned a lot, actually. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, it's sweet. I'm pretty happy to be... up and doing radio today again. And I think also bring Sage today, I'm kind of trying to like nudge Sage to do their own radio show here. But I think I was just talking about it, but like I enjoy talking the radio as well. But I could never do it as a podcast. Mm. I think I could never like, and I think I've got like a big hang up on like making content. Like, there is another studio that's a little bit closer to me that I could have been doing some CJSF stuff as well. But it would have to be pre-recorded. I couldn't do it live. And I think there's something like special about radio and sort of the impermanence of it. Like, you know, and I think we were just talking about this. Like, I had a pretty dramatic and emotional last radio show on my last day of school. And I've never listened to it since, and I'm kind of glad that it kind of just, like, I can never really think about it, you know?
Yeah, I think what Varian's getting at is also, and sorry to take it back to me being in grad school and just doing my MA defense, but I think what Varian's talking about is really unique because there's this sort of temporality and the liveness that comes with radio and music generally, and these sort of communal experiences that we're having through community radio and through music and going to shows and what have you. So I'm really grateful to be here. And I also think there's a lot of interesting resonances with the last show you did because you were about to graduate.
Yeah,
you
that was
did
like
just
my,
graduate.
It was like my last day of school.
Yeah,
I did
exactly.
A radio show.
And
yeah.
This is kind of my last day of school.
Yeah.
Which is really amazing because I have known Varian for years. Like, how many years now?
I must have met you in 2020, before COVID, right?
I think it was like 2019.
21? Oh.
Yeah, no, actually, because I remember it was in my first year of my undergrad at SFU. And Varian was...
Yeah, it was 2019, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been years, and I've actually never come to the studio with Varian. Only heard great things about him.
Thanks.
Impeccable taste, by the way.
Oh,
wait till you see what this guy has lined up. But yeah, I think it's really fascinating that like it is my last day here at SFU. Varian has returned. Last time you were here, it was your last day.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. And I'm so grateful that other people tuning in are listening to this right now.
How does it feel to have like, I mean, I think like you just got your thesis defense, and then all your friends are around and everyone's saying your praise, but like now that things have sort of settled and you had a meal and maybe had a drink, like how does it feel like taking it all in?
It feels surreal. It does not feel real right now. Mm-hmm. I think that the one beer and a shot may not have helped, but also one has to celebrate.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that it's really fascinating because, like, the way that a defense works is they ask you so many questions and you have to be like, wow, I have to think about all of these things. And there's always, mm-hmm. there's never enough room in anything that you write to talk about everything.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm kind of, like, full of thoughts right now. And, like, radio is the most interesting place to be experiencing this and having to kind of reflect on it because... it's both like incredibly related to my research, which is about music and streaming services and algorithmic systems, specifically mm-hmm. through a case study of this company that Spotify purchased. It will be out soon in SFU Summit. Look it up. Yeah. Echoes and Nests by Phoenix Age Hughes. That's me. But yeah, I think there's just like a lot of really interesting resonances happening now. And mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, at least for my last day of school, I kind of like, and no, I feel like I had a very like, I personally had like a bit of a tricky time with school and stuff. Like it was really hard for me to like be motivated to do school. I was really into the learning, but like it was such a like it was such a complicated thing for me, but I still felt like sad that I wouldn't be like coming back here. Mm-hmm. That probably had to do a lot with like, you know, finding my space in radio, but like are you going to be working on campus or?
Yeah, so I'm currently working hopefully as a research assistant, but that's not super important. But yeah, I'll be around, which is okay, also a unique thing because like I did my undergrad here, I did my master's here, I've spent a lot of time here at SFU, mm-hmm. and now I'm kind of like transitioning out of that like constant, working on a project or like working for coursework, and I'm really fascinated to see where that goes. Maybe it will take me here.
Yeah,
who knows?
Do you have any like? I guess, like, I'm thinking about, like, and obviously, like, I'm back at SFU right now in support of you, but, like, I'm very happy to, like, come back to, like, this space is the space that, like, I hung out the most. You have this space where, like, where the old radio station used to be, like, above the bus loop, which I loved doing a program, like, looking out at all the people running to their classes from the bus, but, like, where their spots are, like, where was your space on campus?
So before kind of answering that question, I think we had really opposite experiences of school because I would always look into CJSF and be like, God, I wish I were there.
Yeah.
And then I was so locked in on school that I had like the kind of opposite experience where I'm like, oh, there's all these things that I could have done. But yeah, spaces on campus, I feel like I really just appreciate sitting on that random mound of grass in the AQ.
Oh, okay.
It's like a hill grass.
Is the one that's like tiered?
Yeah. And I also remember one time doing parkour with you.
Oh, yeah. Like, I do remember that.
We have the silly video. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of fun little secret spaces on campus that I'm low-key kind of gatekeep. But
okay, fair
like,
enough.
I love going into the basements and the science buildings and just like looking around. There's some very liminal spaces at SFU that I really appreciate. Honestly, Renaissance. Spend a lot of time.
Okay, cool.
Getting things from there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and shout out the trails around SFU.
Yeah, I never did any of that. Like,
I used to just like I'd be like, sorry, I'm late to my group project. I'm on a hike. Cool. I need to be doing this right now.
Yeah.
Do you know where the cardiac trail is?
No, I mean I haven't really spent. I feel like apart from like going to class and then going to radio, the next thing was to go home. So like
I was campus maxing.
Yeah.
I was doing things in the mountains. Actually, for the research job that I have, for some reason I thought it'd be a good idea to walk up the velodrome before the interview. And I think that might have helped me get the job. That was
There you go.
It's an interesting thing to be doing, but I would like in between classes feel so antsy because like SFU, it's kind of like, you know, what do you do here? So I'd hike the cardiac trail, which is just like a hill. And then I come to class sweating and I'm like, what's up? Ready to learn.
It's actually called the Cardiac Hill.
Cardiac Hill. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's just like a steep slope.
Yeah.
We can hit it after this.
I want to. Oh, yeah. The other thing, there's so much that's changed around here. That like Gibson's Art Museum looks really cool.
Yeah. Like, shout out Gibson's Art Museum. It's amazing. They have activities in there. They do events sometimes. The curation is fantastic and it's free.
Yeah. It used to be like inside of the AQ, right? Mm-hmm. Like it used to be that glass, like that room with like the glass on the front or whatever.
Yeah. It's a lot bigger now. And I feel like it is a more inviting space in many ways.
Yeah.
I always remember going into the one that was in the AQ and people would be like, hello, I'm so happy to see you here.
Yeah.
Now it's a lot more open. They have more things on display. And I think they are doing a lot more when it comes to the actual curation and like exhibitions that they bring in. So highly recommend. Last time I was there, they gave me a coloring book too that might still be going on.
Oh, I brought my colored pencils today too.
There you go.
Yeah, we could do some coloring.
We can pop in there and see what's up.
Cool. Well, we will do that. But I'm going to get back to some music here. Whoops. Let's see. For this next track here, from a band called Knitting. They're from Montreal, so some CanCon here. This song is called I Wasn't Fully Cooked. Nice. Here on CJSF 90.1 FM.